Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The road, by the way, this week. I know you got plans for the 4th of July. Come see us Wednesday. We're going to be at Buffalo's and Hiram. Ain't that right, mate?
This week?
Next week. Oh, check that.
Next week.
Well, plan ahead.
Next week.
Matter of fact, put your tent up right now, and you'll know that Dukes and Will will be there next Wednesday.
You had me like looking at the schedule. I'm like, really?
Ever since what happened with Juneteenth, I'm trying to read, trying to be proactive with the schedule. I was literally blindsided that I had that day off. But anyway, all right, next week. Anyway, we're still trying to figure out what's the next phase for the Hawks.
Yeah, man. I think Anse Saleh is going to be aggressive. But when we say that, I think within the realm of what we have, we've got this exemption, guys. You know, it's a lot of money. When you start talking about can you fit two players in there, you could. But you could fit one really good player in there. And the funny thing is, Mike, as we talk about the NBA weekend, it was busy. We mentioned Naz Reid, 5 years, $125 million. That's what it would have taken,
right?
If, in fact, he wanted to leave and go somewhere else. But obviously the team you're with can take care of you. And Julius Randle, 3 years, $100 million. I think these are smart moves by these two guys. The Wolves are in a really good spot. They were in the Western Conference Finals this year. Ant-Man's going to continue to grow, Mike. And
get a few more shooters, right?
Maybe yes.
If they have room after all this to improve the bench a little bit.
But the problem for Minnesota is it's becoming an expensive team now.
Right.
Ant-Man's $45, $50 million. You start talking about Naz Reid, Julius Randle. They're going to get into this realm now where, all right, we do absolutely have to win, but it's a smart move. LeBron picks up his $52.6 million option. He opts in, and rumor has it that the Lakers are interested in Clint Capella. So we know they need a center. And it's funny because I'm looking at the roster, Mike, and I don't know if Austin Reeves is, you know, he turned down some money as well, but I don't know if, like, does Capella fit? Because all he would have to do there is what he did here early in his career is play defensive rebound. They're not looking for Capella to go there and score 20 points a game.
Right. I mean, Ayton, like you said, that maybe that'd be a landing spot, a cheap landing spot for Ayton. Maybe that's going to be how they play it. Could you imagine when LeBron starts getting on Capella for missing some buddies? We love Clint, and he's always been great with us. But, you know, Clint, he's a 50-50 shot from inside 5 feet. We know that.
And LeBron opted in. Everybody's like, oh, he opted in. He didn't want more. Guys, I don't think LeBron has that kind of leverage. I just don't. Like, they know he's at the tail end of his career, Mike. Take the $52 million, a lot of money, and allow the Lakers to continue to try to build around you and Luka, and that's what they need to do. Everybody was like, I guess, surprised that he didn't opt out, because usually guys opt out because they can get more. I talk about it all the time. Harden signs a two-year, $81 million deal with the Clippers. Because here's the problem, Mike. What have you won with him?
Right.
You haven't won anything with Harden. And the problem is you just committed two more years and, what, $43 million or whatever it is over the next 2 years. to a guy who, yes, okay, he's really good offensively. You guys know where I am with Harden. But he doesn't play winning basketball. So what? He can score. Like, that's the problem I've always had with him. And it doesn't mean that he won't be a Hall of Famer. And guys, that step back travel thing that he does has changed the NBA. But, Mike, the Clippers committed to James Harden tells me that Ballmer doesn't want to win. Because if he did, he would have said, nah, I can't do that again. I got to get some other culture guys in here. Harden doesn't help that.
He's got two more years with Kawhi, by the way.
Yeah.
And it just seems like that one just – It's almost you could set your watch to it. Okay, who's going to break down in three, two? And that's kind of how it's gone. You know, Ballmer will get in the luxury tax. He will spend that money because, you know, he's got it and he wants to win. Kind of like Cohen with the Mets, but they just haven't been able to find it. And I think part of it is it's fundamentally flawed by having Harden as a part of it.
I think so, too. The Jazz trade Colin Sexton to the Hornets. I thought that was interesting. We talk about the Hornets, man, and, you know, again, they got Knipple in the draft. It's like, okay, you know, Ball, when they're healthy, what's that going to look like? And then Jabari Smith's going to sign a 5-year, $122 million rookie contract extension with the Rockets. I think that's a smart play. Rockets, again, were the second-best team, at least in the regular season in the West last year. We'll see where this goes. Speaking of our Hawks, Dominator, can we hear Asa Newell, talk about how he wants to improve on his rookie season? This is with Andy and Randy, by the way. The full interview is online at Odyssey.com.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say he's a terrific athlete getting to the rim. He shoots a high percentage at the rim, so you got to keep him out the paint, keep him off the offensive glass. You're going to have to box him out. Someone who plays with a lot of energy, likes to play in transition, running the rim, and you know, he's, you know, a good three-point shooter at a space of floor, so you can't let him get hot.
Talking about the things, obviously, that how, you know, hey, what do you bring? The three-point shooting thing, Mike, he's going to get better at that. But all that other stuff, I totally think that he can come in and immediately have an impact.
Right. You and I were talking about now what's next for the Hawks. What's a good fit? You know, because we want to maybe get shooting. We've talked a lot about the upgrade as far as the backup point guard. I was talking at the gym today with Rashandra, who's a big Hoops fan. And she says Tyus Jones plays no defense. Remember I was talking about him?
Oh, yeah.
So if Trey's off the court, it's basically you're getting another Trey. He can shoot. He can score. He averaged 10. A game, he can get some dimes for you. But I was thinking maybe, what about Ty Jerome from Cleveland?
Ooh, okay.
Hey, Day-Day, how about that? I'm trying to pique your interest. You didn't make the face. You like that idea? I mean, technically a shooting guard considered one of the best backups, you know, and he can play the point. So that might not – that I'm not saying have him at the floor at the same time as Trey, but I'm just saying if you want to maybe upgrade the backcourt, maybe that's something we could do.
Yeah, look, and by the way, it's going to be interesting to see because personally, I like Caris LeVert. But if you can upgrade there, Mike, and you feel like – because here's the deal. Is Malik Beasley an upgrade?
Yes.
I agree.
We just got to keep him out of the Who's Guy. An NBA Who's Guy gets suspended.
Is Nikhil Alexander Walker an upgrade? Yeah, I think he is. But, you know, those are the things I think they're contemplating. And then what's the price tag that goes along with that? You know, the thing about Caris LeVert is when healthy – right? We say this all the time. When he's unhealthy, when he was with Brooklyn, he wasn't healthy. And everybody's like, okay, is he really a good player or not? Then he comes here, really gets some run at the end of the season. And you felt like, okay, he can play. But those are the things that you have to weigh when you talk about what's this salary going to look like and what's the production, return on investment, guys. And I think if you were able to get one of these other guys, the losing Caris LeVert might not hurt as much. But if you don't do anything, then yeah, that makes no sense.
Another guy brought us up today on the text line. I think his name is Jim. Said, hey, you know, Al Horford's going to be out there. And, I mean, we get back. We got Porzingis. We got Asa Newell in the pipeline. You got Mogay. That's basically, you know, he's living more at the three-point line than in the paint. Again, if the price was right, I wouldn't have a problem with that if it was relatively inexpensive.
Al ain't coming back to ATL.
No, I don't think that's – I think that's – I mean, he just didn't want to be here. He wanted to be in Boston because they're better in, you know, playoffs and winning a championship.
Yeah.
Don't think at this stage you want to come back.
You never say never, right? That's my guess. I don't think Al would be coming back here. But, yeah, man, but it tells you how fundamentally the Celtics are changing. And this is going to be a year without Tatum, Mike, and you already – there are rumors out there about Derek – they might trade Derek White.
Right.
Which, again, he is a nice piece for the Celtics, guys. If you're not familiar with their squad, he shoots a three well. He's a really, I think, instrumental piece in their runs these last couple of years. But if you're telling me that, you know, Porzingis is not there And then the White's on the market. They may lose Al Horford. Like, the Celtics are going to look completely different.
Yeah, that's why every NBA analyst we talked to, even when we spoke with O.C. Saleh, he was saying, like, it's wide. The perception is Eastern Conference is wide open. Now's the time to put your feet into the deep end, right, as far as the luxury apron. And if it, maybe it comes to that, maybe it doesn't. Or how about Gary Trent, shooting guard from the Bucks? Is that something you'd be interested in? Day-Day's making the face like, meh. Like you just got a $25 gift card to Piccadilly Cafeteria. He's like, he's kind of like, eh.
I think somebody's,
Chocolate Fountain doesn't do it for you, huh? All right.
Well, look, I think with this exemption, you go high. You try to get the best players at the top of the list as possible. And these lists are out there. They're varying guys, but they're pretty much the same. I mean, whether you rank a guy fifth, fourth, third, seventh, these are going to be the best shooting guards or 3-and-D guys out there. And the couple that we've talked about are really good choices, if, in fact, you can convince them to come. And by the way, if you're Nikhil Alexander, don't you kind of want to stay in Minnesota?
Right.
I mean,
you got a good thing going.
You got a really good spot. I think it's going to take some real convincing. But, Mike, the other part of this is when they start paying Julius Randle and you're paying Naz Reid, you might be just showing him the door.
But Alexander Walker's a good defender, too.
He is.
That's something we need on this team in a big way.
He's solid.
Along
man.
With, you know, you got him with Dyson Daniels, and all of a sudden we're not getting to those, like, some of those games we get on a run of 130. This guy's dropping 130 on us, is
yes.
my point.
Your wing defense is now becoming one of the best in the league if you were to do that. And that's why I think that's a really attractive piece. Hey, Dominator, can we get Cooper Flagg? Because here's the other part. The draft happened last week. He was introduced in Dallas. Mm-hmm. A lot of expectations for Cooper Flagg. And he was talking about just trying to learn and be the best player he can. He goes to a situation where, again, if Kyrie is healthy, I think he's at a WNBA game this weekend. Right. I think I saw Kyrie. And if AD is healthy, he doesn't have to come in and be Superman. Let me hear Cooper Flagg talking about trying to help his team, his new team, the Dallas Mavericks.
Coming in just trying to learn and trying to get better every single day. And I think if I can do that to the best of my ability, I think expectations and pressures that other people, you know, will put on me and our team, that will kind of work itself out.
And that's kind of where he can fit, Mike. You can play him 1, 2, 3, 4. He can play the 5, but he'll be undersized there. But he can pretty much do it all. And I'm curious to see what his rookie year is going to look like. A lot of expectations, though, when people make that generational comment. You know, oh, he's a generational talent.
Right.
But Dallas got really lucky to trade Luka and then fall into that number one pick.
Well, as LeBron said, he's also very lucky. Because, you know, unlike LeBron coming to a team that really had nothing, this guy's going to a team that's got Anthony Davis. You know, they got Kyrie Irving. It's just a much more advantageous spot than LeBron found himself in.
Yeah.
Coming from high school.
In Cleveland. Well, yes. Yeah. Most times you do go to a team that sucks. So that's true. Hey, man, I want to hear from you guys. Do you have a suggestion for Mike and I when it comes to our Hawks as the direction that you might want to see them go in? This is the week, guys. We're going to find out if they're going to do something. Mike, we talk about in the NFL being day one free agent, you know, buyers.
Right.
This is that
Well,
week.
That's just it. Remember it always drove us crazy when the Falcons had no money? It would be like, you know, I used to joke around with Carl, like you'd be at the fair and you had some tickets after, you know, doing like one of those games. Ooh, I want the top shot. No, you don't get the top shot. Well, what about the second show? No, you don't have enough tickets for that. It's like Steve Martin in the movie The Jerk. He's working at the carnival as a barker. You've got something like right in here. Basically, either the eraser or the pencil. You know, if that's
very limited.
It was always day 3 or 4. So, yes, we should be on, you know, day one shopping. Coach Riley hits us up. He goes, Mike, what about Jordan Clarkson? And I looked it up. The Jazz's own reporter says he's no good. They said that this is from Andy Larson, who covers Utah. He goes, the Jazz would like to trade Jordan Clarkson, but there is next to no interest on the trade market. Simply has not had a very good last 2 seasons and is on the wrong side of the age curve. That's from a guy who covers them. Yeah. So that'd be a hard no from Dukes and Bell.
They just bought him out. Correct me if I'm wrong, Day-Day was with the Warriors at one point, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So that's a new Jordan Clarkson.
All right. Interesting. Look, and I think your teams are, by the way, teams are buying guys out to get under these aprons. Like, they want to make sure that they have enough money. That's what this has changed, Mike. You used to see buyouts very rarely. Right. Today, we've already got two. Like, it's already like, God, we'll just buy him out.
Right. So because of Porzingis' workload, they're going to have to manage that. Are you confident with Asa Newell? Asa is going to be thrown to the Wolves. And probably have a hard time at times, like all rookies do.
Sure.
But with Mo Gay, I mean, are you cool with that, or you want to go for Brook Lopez?
Look,
are you cool with that rotation, guys?
I want another veteran proven big. That's what I would like.
Yeah, he likes Aiden. He wants DeAndre Aiden.
Well, convince him to come, man. And look, now you might be cooking with gas, as we say, right? I mean, like, if you're telling me that he can be revitalized, he improves your defense, he can run to the rim and get alley-oops with Trey. Your shooting is better. How's your perimeter defense? If you told me we got DeAndre Ayton as a free agent and then we went and got Nickeil Alexander-Walker, guys, I'm all in.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now that's an exciting team.
In.
And, you know, how's that math work?
I'm all in.
Is that math work? I mean, Auntie Salas said, the wrestler, you know, he said, if it's the right fit, because we've been hearing this for years,
yes,
they're actually going to put it into action when it comes to spending the money.
Mike, I think you could do those, both of those moves, and not have to worry until next year when you have to pay Trey.
Right.
And then you figure it out.
And then maybe you got a nice nucleus, you make a run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.